Welcome, everyone, to episode 172 of the Lost Levels podcast. Today is not E3. It's a week past E3. And we are going to go into Super Mario Maker, as it's called now. Before that, I am your host, Super Zamzi. Today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to us today.
And Soul.
I'm still living in my mom's basement. It's whatever.
where did that come from?
Soul's not here today. His Aunt Nancy's filling in.
Okay, we are going to pretend that never happened.
Please.
Hi.
Yes, okay. Hello, Soul. I don't know where you were for a moment, but...
Your Aunt Tracy, or whatever the holiday is.
I was picking up another pack of cigarettes, sorry.
Oh, yeah. You gotta quit the habit.
For my Auntie Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Anyway, Mario Maker.
Yes, Mario Maker. Let's just start with our general thoughts on what we thought of the Mario Maker showing at E3 and at the Nintendo World Championships, because it was all right, a big part of that, too.
I'll start. I think Mario Maker is a really horrible idea. I think it's a really bad game, and I'm definitely not going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like you've heard those words towards you multiple times.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you need to just
button your lip. I like Mario Maker, and at first, or Super Mario Maker, at first, when it was just Mario Maker, I was okay with it. But since we've seen so much of it, especially what people can do with the Nintendo World Championship levels, which I recently watched, I actually enjoy Super Mario Maker, and I'm looking forward to its release.
Yeah, I think last E3 when they first showed it, I was like, oh, cool idea. I mean, cool idea because it's like on the gamepad, it's easy to use, because Mario editing levels,
it's been around forever.
Yeah, on the PC, people have been doing this for years. Just on the gamepad, it makes a lot more sense, and it's easier to use. And it wasn't, like, the biggest thing, but it was nice. But after this E3, I feel like there's a lot more content, and it makes it different enough from just a typical level editor to something that's, like, really different and really unique. Especially with, like, all the different combinations you can do with enemies and items and whatever else. So right now, yes, I think it's a very, interesting title.
Alluring.
Yes.
I cannot wait to make levels. I'm gonna make all sorts of levels.
I volunteer to make levels for the Mario Party Legacy community. And everyone can play my special levels.
We all need to collectively make, like, a Lost Levels pack where we just all make, certain levels, and we have our fans and whatever the case might be try it out. And if they beat the level, like, you know, we acknowledge them on the podcast. I think that's something that we should do and consider when the game comes out.
Well, I was thinking of doing, like, a community night even. Like, let's get a collection of, like, our levels and see how everyone does, blah, 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 something like that.
It'd be fun. I want it to be as community-driven as possible.
Yay. Okay. Good. Good Soul. I think that is actually a really big point of the game is community. So, that level sharing option, the ones that they've showed off so far, like, those look pretty dang awesome. It's really similar to, like, Pushmo World? Or, what was it called? The newest one that came out.
Oh, I don't remember what that's called. There's, like, another Pushmo game that... I don't know. Nobody cares.
Those games are really fun. Those games. I only bought the first one. And it was great, but I didn't see any reason to keep buying.
I bought Pushmo World. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean... But they had those sharing options. I believe Mario Maker is very similar to that, so... That had a really good system.
Yes. I think that at least from what I heard from my siblings, because I don't know if this is true, but it sounds true. You can only share 10 levels, but it's like if you do 100 Mario Maker or something like that, or you get your levels rated a lot. I think the latter is correct. You get your levels rated a lot, you can share more levels, which is cool, because only 10 levels at a time fills up quickly, in my imagination, at the very least.
Is it... So if I made 10 levels on the very first day, and then I turned the game off and never played it for 10 years and came back, I still can't do it anymore.
I don't know. I bet they expire after, like, a month, and they're like, if you want to put them back up, just do so.
What? They expire?
Expire as in, like, they take them off the servers, and then you could just put them back on. Yeah.
So
I would think so.
Like,
and then
the greatest level that's ever made can only be
maybe
up for, like,
not
a month.
Maybe not, I don't know this.
You don't know, so why are you acting like you know it, then?
I was talking just about how many, like, you can do more levels afterwards. I don't know how long these things last.
Oh, my bad.
SZ.
Wow.
Super Zamazy.
That's mean.
Whatever. Do you guys think that...
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Alright, next question. Do you think that there will be anything new revealed for the game between now and the launch in September?
Yes. Oh. I believe there's going to be one more new thing. Something maybe not so major, but I don't know. There are some things that I think maybe somewhere that they're missing. Like, they don't, at least as of now, there are certain things that won't be in every single game. Like, Yoshi isn't actually in every game. He's only in World and U. Or
thank God.
Well, actually, this one's a... One thing that they do have is each, what would you call it, iteration of the Mario game has a special item. So, for instance, Super Mario, or the Super Mario Brothers, the original, has the costume mushroom as its special one, and then it's Mario 3 has the Tanuki leaf, and then the cape for World, and then the propeller mushroom for you. But what I think is they're going to have the ice flower come back, and I know that's just like a weird throwaway thing, but since I think it's easy to program in all four games, since the fire flower is pretty much the same thing except instead of burning the enemies they get frozen, I think that'd be a cool idea to add. And I know it's nothing major when you think, are they gonna add something else, but that's all what Mario Maker is all about. It's like all the small things correlating to something huge.
Actually, Sol, it would be really hard to add the ice flower just because, you know, they would have to program being frozen. Unless they make it work exactly like the fire flower, then that's different. But, you know, it is actually really difficult, so I just wanted to correct
you. How do you know? Are you a programmer?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, for your information, first and foremost. So
I love learning new things about you.
It is very, very hard to program things to be different. When you already have the original source code and you make it different, it's difficult.
I'm gonna leave that to the jury.
You can ask Boo when you see Boo later.
Okay, I know, but I'm assuming that just having the enemies stuck in like a little ice block. I don't think that's that hard. They did it for you. It's already programmed into that game, and I know that people have done it in Super Mario World hacks and Super Mario Brothers hacks. I think Super Mario Brothers hacks. I know in World, because I've played it, and I think I've seen it for Mario Brothers hacks.
I think if that existed, we would have seen it by now. Maybe.
Maybe not.
Well, that's another question. Do you think this game will have DLC? More enemies,
items? Definitely not. Definitely not.
If not DLC, there's a possibility updates if they don't. If they're
just
like
free updates, yeah.
Yeah, like, so, like, if there's outcry, like, you forgot this, blah, blah, maybe, but I doubt it. I think this game
I hope
is
that's
gonna...
not what it comes to. We want this! Okay,
you know what
here's
I mean.
30 new items. I'm like, no, I don't want that to happen.
You know what I mean, Izzy.
No new items, no new stages, no new enemies.
I want another Mario Brothers environment, but I don't know what else it could be except for the jungle.
Yeah. That'd be so cool if we got a new environment.
Well, one thing that I have noticed that they haven't added at all is you can have an underwater level, but you can't have like almost pools of water. It has to be completely flooded, or that's it. And you also can't have poison water, which is why I think they're going to add. If they're adding another environment, the last one will be a jungle, and they'll just have poison water because that'd be fun to have.
Pools of
soda
water,
poison
water. You know, like
water.
You know how you
the
could
bubbles.
No, pools of water. Like, instead of having the entire place flooded, there's just a little part where you can dive in and swim. It's not like everything is just...
Isn't the only game that did that You.
Yeah, you're right. But I doubt that's that hard to do. You might be right on that, but I doubt it's that hard to do otherwise. Even for that. Like, you can say all you want that the ice flower is hard to code, but it's just adding a certain spot to swim instead of the entire place being swimmable.
Yeah.
And even still, since they have stuff exclusive to each game, the pools of water, for whatever reason, could just be exclusive to you, but that's just pure speculation at this point.
Okay, this is kind of random, but... Okay, so I was lucky enough to play the game when I went to E3 last week.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, please. You just knocked the thought right out of my head.
How did I knock the thought right out of your head?
Because you made your rude comment, and then I was like...
How is that even rude? How in God's name was that even rude? I just said, oh my gosh.
And now I really don't remember because I completely went off. Topic.
You just went to E3 and you tried Super Mario Maker.
Oh,
and...
yes. And there's this weird thing that I didn't figure out until much later where you have like a shell and you can pick up a shell, you can throw it, you can do whatever. But if you throw it in the air, you can have it land on your head and the beetle shield or the beetle, what is it called? Shell.
Buzzy beetle.
Yes, it acts as like a protective shield on you, so things can fall on you and it'll just bounce off. So that's like an entirely new item that they never had in any of those games. So I don't know how many of those there are, but I'm glad that we're using maybe not new items, but using different objects for different uses this time around. Like the high heel. You can hop into a high heel.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, not it's a high like heel, a stiletto.
It's like a Kuriba shoe, but instead it's it turns into a stiletto if you like shake it on the gamepad. What does that even do?
Boo was like gagging on Skype about the stiletto.
That sounds like Boo.
I don't think it makes a difference. I think it's just aesthetically it changes.
It's like way cooler because who wants a
green It's just like
boot?
The shoe. Yeah, it's a lot
it's
cooler.
It's just a green boot, but who wants a green boot compared to a stiletto heel?
Exactly.
Those are his working boots.
I can already tell when Boo starts making levels, I already know there's going to be lots of
it's
stilettos.
It's all stiletto.
Lots of stilettos.
Just stiletto.
There's going to be like a whole entire world dedicated to just stilettos everywhere.
It's like Cha-Cha Heels 1, Cha-Cha Heels 2.
Exactly.
Is there anything, like, super crazy or super random that you guys have seen that's worth mentioning?
A lot of these, like, levels have some weird stacks.
Yes.
Just, that's, like weird. And then you can have, like, bloopers in the air, and they just work like they're underwater, but it looks just kind of weird imagining flying squids. And then if you shake them, you have, like, the little trail of baby bloopers following them, I think, or something like that. And it's just... I don't know why I find that just weirdly bizarre. Also, I like how if you're underwater, the Goombas swim. They don't. Like, it's so cute in you especially because you can see them just like toddling around.
There was this one level where you had to basically pick from a number of doors. I think it was the world version, and you open one door. And you enter this tiny room, and there's four Bowsers just stacked on top of each other. So you just have to get out of there as quickly as possible. But yeah, there's just crazy stuff in there like that. There was this one level where it's just so weird seeing like Bowser Jr. in the three other games, just riding around in a clown car.
Yeah,
you can use a clown car. Like,
it's like an invincible cloud. It's like a stronger cloud because you can ride around in a cloud too.
And I love seeing the newer enemies retrofied. That's so cool.
Oh, like the Thwomps, yeah.
Yeah, you have Wiggler as well, but we knew about that one for a while.
The Wiggler's cute in a Super Mario Brothers style.
Yeah, it is.
And they have Bomb-Oms, which I was watching like. What the heck? What are those things? And I was like, oh, they're Bomb-Oms.
You didn't know they were Bomb-Oms?
Well, cause it was from the original Super Mario Brothers, and yeah. I've never seen anything like that in that game, so... I mean, it was obvious what they were, but for a moment I was like, what the heck? Bombs?
You were like... Okay, you were like
obvious, yet you were still confused.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to play that game really badly.
So Sol had this brilliant idea. He wanted to know what if you had to make a level, what would it be like? What would it have? Who would you make play it first?
Oh God.
I'd make Starry play it first.
Actually, no!
I'd make Boo play it first. Okay. I'd make Boo play it first, because I would like record how Boo's reacting.
Boo's gonna get mad.
He won't get so upset. Knowing Boo, he's just like, this game.
No, he'll be a lot more than that.
Boo, only if it's like frustratingly annoying. If he's just like playing it and he's just like, oh, come on. Boo isn't as vocal as I'd imagine him to be. Since I'm talking now, the level I create would be like, you can make like one of those things where it's like a little platform and it's on a track and it moves throughout the course. I want to do one of those, but it's just a whole bunch of annoying stuff. Like, they've done those in Mario levels before, but I like seeing, speaking of which, I know this is just completely random, but did you see any dry bones? Do we have those in the game?
Yes, I believe we do.
Sweet, because I was about to say, I want to have it filled with dry bones, and I want it to be a castle level, because dry bones are annoying, because you can't really kill them. And I like having those types of levels, where it's just literally on rails, and you are just trying to survive.
I tried to make a level, and it ended up horribly because I was put on the spot, and I had no idea what to make, so I just made a bunch of platforms, and I was trying to make one of those where you have bullet bills, and you try to make it over a gap.
Oh, those are fun.
But then the freaking demo ended. So
wait, is it time?
At their booth, they had 20-minute demos, which is, that's a lot of freaking time for one person, but they had 20-minute demos, and the person in front of me ended up leaving early. So then I picked up the
thing. Oh, so you got extra time.
So I think I did, because I didn't finish the other demo. I started playing, and they had like 4 more minutes left on their demo. So I'm in the middle of making a level, then it's like, thanks for playing. And I'm like, what? No. But I started a newer demo, but I didn't finish that one. But yes, point being, I tried to make a level already, and I can see how this can be a lot of fun, but you need to go in with an idea. You can't just, okay, I'm going to make a level and just stare at it and hope that something amazing happens. Well, you can do it. We all know that, obviously, but for normal people, we are not as special. Wisdom.
I don't feel like that was a compliment. That felt like a little
bit of
shade.
How could you not take that as a compliment?
That was a sarcastic
compliment. Normal people, but special people.
That was so
nice. I meant
nice.
Special as in a good thing.
You're special,
this joke
people.
Has gone too far.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's my level. Who would I make play it first? I would make... Well, I would make Staryu play it first, because he's an expert, as he just... Because
he's
clearly
special.
Yeah, he's so special.
Oh, God. Okay, no more special stuff, okay? Keep that special stuff to yourself, Sol. Speaking of Sol, if I made a level, the level would literally spell out Screw Sol. It would be a giant S, an R, an E, a W, S, O, L, and then there's the flagpole.
Wow,
that'd be the
really
end of level.
A question. Who would you make play it first?
That'd be really hard to decide, but I think I'll make Sol play it first.
Oh, wow.
What about his Aunt Nancy?
Oh, gosh. Let's get on to the next question. My favorite question. How do you feel about Costume Mario and the Amiibo inclusion in this game?
I was right about my prediction.
Ezzy likes this because he was right with his E3 prediction. Spoiler alert, I spoiled your fun, Ezzy.
Stop that whoop whoop.
Okay, I 100% admit I stole that from Dark Boo, but it's such a great saying, so...
What?
Don't make him say it again.
I was going to do it again. When you say whoop whoop in excitement.
Oh, whoop
whoop. Whoop whoop.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Costume Mario's cool. I looked into it, and there was like this little screen that they had during the live at E3 show floor thing. And there at least room for 90 costumes. And if you don't have all these amiibo, don't fret. Because they are having these costumes unlocked, at least some of them, through 100 Mario Man challenge. Some of these we've seen, like, it's not only limited to the Super Smash Bros. Line. Isabelle from Animal Crossing is there. I think, I mean, there aren't even that many amiibo. I mean, okay, what, maybe 70 amiibo out right now, or at least by the end of the year, because all this Smash Brothers stuff, and then there's the Animal Crossing stuff, but I don't know how, what they're gonna do for 90 amiibo. Some of it might be, like, other Mario stuff, like you can play as a Dry Bones or something weird like that, but, I don't know where all these amiibo are coming from, but I do like that, at least if they're gonna have 90, they have room for 90. I bet they're using every single Smash Brothers character, so I want to play as, like, Wario through, like, an underwater level. Or, I really want to play as, like, Mega Man or Sonic, because I don't know if they actually use the retro, you know, poses, or 8-bit poses or not.
Mm-hmm.
Just hype.
So, your top characters that you want to see amiibo-fied in this game?
Oh.
Wait, my top?
Top three, sure. The okay. ones you want to play as, I guess.
I want to play as Yoshi, Rosalina,
ooh.
And Falco.
I want to see my Mega Man in there. I want to see my Toad in there. And it would be interesting playing as Bowser.
Yeah, I'm wondering what they're going to do for, like... I wanted to have Yoshi riding a Yoshi, but unfortunately it's not possible, but...
That'd be a little weird.
It's gonna be weird to have, like, Bowser in it, because they use, the frame of a small Mario for the, amiibo, and so that you'd have, like, a small Bowser compared to, you know, fighting against a normal-sized Bowser.
Oh, I have a question.
Or Donkey Kong.
What happens when you have, like, let's say Toad, and you get a Fire Flower, or a Super
Mushroom? You don't get a Fire Flower.
They just don't work with power-ups?
Yeah. No. You just... It doesn't work.
It doesn't change or it doesn't do anything?
It doesn't... I think it just gives you points. It doesn't, you know, give you anything. The Super Mushroom costume Mario, you know, whoever you're playing as, Toad or Marth, whatever, they have the same abilities as Super Mario, so they can still break brick blocks. It's just... They have the same frame as small Mario. But... I think it's going to be weird having Bowser or, like, Donkey Kong or Charizard, like, the bigger characters. King Dedede, I can see. They can make a small King Dedede and he look cute.
Oh, King Dedede, that'd be a little weird. Who would I want to see? Jigglypuff? Wii Fit Trainer?
You already seen Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah, but Wii Fit Trainer is great, so I want Wii Fit Trainer.
Do you think they'll have male Wii Fit Trainer, too?
I think that'd be really cool if they did, but I really don't think they will, because they only focus on the female one. That's all. That's why they didn't make a male Wii Fit Trainer amiibo. But what else? What else? What else? Okay, I said two: Jigglypuff, Wii Fit Trainer, and Peach. Okay, I know everyone expects me to say Peach, but really, I'm trying to think of someone more unique, because Peach is still in the Mario universe. I didn't want to pick anyone in the Mario universe. Are the Animal Crossing amiibos gonna work with this?
We've seen Isabelle being worked, so I don't know if they're gonna be using all the others, but I mean it seems likely.
If they use other ones, I think it'd be cool if they had the KK Slider one. I would definitely play as KK Slider.
I would not, because I'm not getting the amiibo for Animal Crossing, because I already have enough Smash Brothers one.
Okay, and I guess, how excited is everyone for this game?
Very hyped. I'm actually hyping in my mouth right now.
Sick. So you will be buying the game.
I don't even know what that means.
Nobody
knows. I don't want to know what that means.
He's like,
I don't want to know.
Gross. I'm like, what does hype mean? I really want to play the game, because I've been dying to play a Super Mario, a Mario Maker that... doesn't a Super Mario level creator that doesn't get all confusing. And I just thought of something else that they need to add. Slanted what? Platforms. You know,
oh,
like
hell no.
Ramps. We've never even seen, like, any, like, it's all blocks. There's no uphill or downhill stuff. I'd like to have that.
Okay, so
That's
I
it.
know... I know. Okay. I know this whole podcast, I've been kind of or being sarcastic, but you know, ultimately, I know when I finally get my hands on this game, I know I'm gonna have a blast with it. I'm gonna be so excited. You're gonna see a whole nother type of Staryu. I'm just gonna be bursting with glee. I'm gonna be laughing out loud with this game. I'll be getting mad as hell because I'm gonna be playing y'all levels. You, the fans, I'm gonna play your levels. You're gonna get me mad as hell because you're gonna do a level that you know I can't do because you're gonna do something really, really ridiculous. Like you have to wall jump here, but like there's spikes, so if you get hit, you die. And I'm gonna be mad as hell. But I think that it's gonna be a lot of fun still, and I just can't wait.
Sounds like an episode of Glee.
I am also very excited. But I'm going to transition this to a question that I did not ask yet. Is this game big enough for Nintendo's, like, main... One of Nintendo's main, like, I guess, holiday titles? It comes out in September, but besides that, we have Star Fox and, I think, Animal Crossing?
Yes, and Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah, that's getting released in October.
Speaking of which, I have no idea why we have this delay, like a 4-month delay between a game in English. I don't know what my thing is. I want to play it really badly too, but I don't think it's meant as a holiday game. But it is selling at full retail price.
Oh, like, my gosh!
I mean, they know people want it too, but
well, yeah, that's true.
I don't think they're going to push it as a holiday one. Of course, they'll mention it during their, you know, for Christmas, this year for Nintendo, buy these games. They'll have, like, Super Mario Maker up front as well. But I think, at least for the holiday season, they're going to be pushing Star Fox a lot and then Yoshi's Woolly World. Those are probably going to be its two games. Animal Crossing, Happy Home Designer, and I think, and Amiibo Festival. It's coming out this holiday season, so they'll probably be talking about that. But I think they'll be discussing... talking about for the 3DS games, Happy Home Designer is their only 3DS game coming out this year, except for Triforce Heroes. I think that comes out this year as well. But speaking of which, I really do want Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer a lot. But sorry, that's off track of Mario Maker. Happy Home Designer looks fun. It's the less boring stuff.
You're joking.
It's Animal Crossing minus all the boring stuff from that was Animal funny. Crossing.
All the boring stuff.
Yes, like, I don't like pulling beads every day.
No, I get what Soul's trying to say. You know, designing stuff is fun, especially when you, like, you know, especially because if you don't have a lot of money, you can't really, like, you know, go out in real life and be like, oh, I want this, I want that, and put it here, there, and wherever. So it's good for the creative side of some people. And I'm just saying, like, as a whole game, it's kind of eh. But, you know, what would be really cool is that you could transfer the houses that you make for certain villagers to your Animal Crossing New Leaf town. Now, if that was the case, that would be really good, because then I could kick some people out, because I have not touched Animal Crossing New Leaf in so damn long, because I'm tired of certain villagers, I'm tired of people, I have, what's her name, that Sprinkle, I have damn Aurora, I have all these people who I don't like.
Love
exactly.
Sprinkle.
I don't hate her. Just she just looks weird, and I just don't like her, and I don't like her existence.
Okay. What? Oh my gosh, she looks awesome, and what's the word? She's like absent-minded at times, and it's just so funny. I need to go play that game. Anyway,
what?
New Leaf.
Oh,
what game?
New Leaf.
Yeah, I haven't touched it in a very long time. So yes, that was our discussion on Super Mario Maker, I forgot. I wanted to mention this.
you forgot again.
E3. Yes, yes. My memory is not the best these days, or ever. At E3, at the Nintendo booth, whenever you would play a game, they would give you a pin, a little Mario Brothers pin.
And oh God!
What? I wanted to talk about this. And Nintendo didn't have that many games, so they only had 7 pins. They mainly had like 7 main games, including Smash Brothers. They had Smash Brothers there, and if you wanted one of these pins, you had to go play Smash Brothers, which I found ridiculous. I did not.
And
do
then
that.
Apparently they didn't even have all the characters unlocked. Like, people were unlocking characters like Game & Watch and Falco during the event. Oh, I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, after as I was passing by, I was like, that character selection screen looks small. But they had the DLC characters right off the bat.
Yes, because I mean that's like what they're trying to push.
Yes, yes. But anyway, yes, I got four of the pins. I have one of Super Mario in a clown car. I have one of Small Mario in a little Lakito cloud over fire. And then I have a 30th anniversary badge. That's the one you get for playing Mario Maker. And I have this red one with a red Koopa Troopa on top of a question block with wings. I actually got this one from Chris, VIP, because he was nice enough to give me an extra. I don't remember what this was for. Oh, this was for Mario Tennis, because I think his team won, and he had two extras. So he actually got all the pins, and then a bunch more.
Ooh, good job, VIP! Yes, if you're listening, yes, VIP, yes!
Which, by the way, I met, and we had a good time at E3, so wanted to shout that out. Yes.
Would have had an even better time if me and Sol were there, just saying.
Not
you
true.
Guys might get
like
a little
crowds.
Too crazy though. So
I probably wouldn't because I don't really like crowds.
I was just saying, I'm like, what? Oh,
I love clouds, but honestly, I've been having like bad trouble with crowds lately. And of course, I mean, if I knew the lineup for E3, I wouldn't have gone because I mean nothing really.
Actually, for Nintendo, it was meh. But everything else was pretty awesome. But yes, that I will talk more about E3 when it comes to what have you been doing. For news and community, I mean, this week hasn't been the biggest in news. I know that I just found out that Star Fox Command was released on the Wii U eShop this week, which, whoa, I never played that game. I might have to pick this up.
Oh, really? I didn't even hear about this.
Star Fox Command isn't that good.
Well, still, I mean...
It's not that much money, so you getting it, you know, you're not wasting money, technically. It's just, for me, that game is just, eh. You can ask Boo. Boo played that game as well. It's just, eh. Not that great.
All I know is that there's a bunch of endings. That's about it.
There's 9 endings.
Oh.
And it all depends on which path you go on.
And one of them parodies F-Zero. That's literally all I know about that game.
But yes, that was released. Mario and Luigi Partners in Time, I believe that was released in
here. Why did
you
get it?
Why didn't you get it?
I said I need to get it.
Oh, all right.
I don't have money for it yet.
Yeah, and then besides, I don't think much else has been discussed. But what we did want to do: Smash Brothers DLC. So we had. Oh gosh, what are the names? Lucas, Roy, and Ryu, all released last Sunday, and 3 new stages: Kirby, what is it? Dream Land from 64, the Street Fighter stage, which I do not know the name for, and the Miiverse stage. I think we should talk about all 6 of those one by one.
Yay!
Let's start with Lucas.
Lucas. He's fun
you
to
see,
play as.
Soul, okay, I want to clock some tea on Soul. Okay, hold on, let me get into this. Okay, you were like, Lucas is not going to be in Super Smash Bros.
I said
Brothers,
I regret
Wii
this
U.
decision.
Yeah.
I regret
Soul
it.
Soul was like going so crazy about that back in the day. I want you to listen to the previous podcast from way back then.
Why are you bringing
Soul
this up
was
now?
Soul was talking trash. He was just like, oh, Lucas isn't going to be DLC. Lucas isn't going to be in. Lucas isn't going to be in. Lucas isn't going to be in. He sucks. I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like him just because he's him. I don't like him. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But now Soul mains Lucas, so.
Ooh, since we're talking about Soul, last last E3 predictions podcast, I said Mario Kart 8 tracks, the DLC, there will be new tracks. You called me stupid. And now we have 16 new ones, so boom!
I don't care, Essie. I actually don't.
I had to just let that out.
I'm growing tired of Essie's triflingness. Why, like, okay, whatever. What are we even talking about?
You were talking about Lucas.
Oh my gosh. Lucas. I like playing as Lucas. His aerial is really fun to use because it's like 6 hits, and his Up Smash is the strongest attack in the game or something like that.
Yeah, ooh, it's really strong.
His attacks are really slow, and then I get punished easily. So,
I like him. I don't care. Who else? Roy, who apparently is Roy's one of the best characters. He's one of the best characters in the game now.
No.
Why is that?
He actually sucks.
I've been seeing him using competitive play.
He doesn't
suck. It's because all of, like, his dash attack is a good kill move at like 100%, and yeah, it doesn't have landing or as much landing lag as, let's say, Link's, because Link's is also like that. And almost all of his smashes are very well, are easy to use, and all are
and
very
fast,
well
not as slow as melee.
He has good combos with his throws. He's an easy character to use, and yeah.
I love his up smash. It's so powerfully and just so juicy.
His standard A sucks. I tried using that, and it's just like...
No, it's like Ganondorf.
That's good. It's supposed to be like that.
It's like Ganondorf. Ganondorf has just one quick hit, but his is good to use.
Yeah.
Ezzy.
That's the difference.
You just don't know how to use it, blah, blah.
Oh, I don't know anything about technical Smash Brothers. Give me a break.
That's not technical. It's just a good... If you know how to use it, it's nice to play with.
But Ryu...
I can't use him.
I don't like Ryu.
I don't like using like weird arcade fighter combos, and I'm really bad with it. So
yeah. He's okay.
I can't even pull off that kill move Shuriken, because it takes too long for me to actually get the button commands in correct.
I can't even pronounce half his moves.
Oh my god.
All these, like, unique names. I'm like, okay, say that one more time, Ryu. Say it one more time. And he's saying it. I'm like, I don't want to, like, butcher it, because I can't pronounce any one of his attacks.
Yeah. Stages!
Miiverse is so cool.
It is really cool.
I like seeing all the posts. I'm upset because you can't play it online. Like, not even with friends.
They had to do that for a reason, though.
Why?
Because it would lag.
Really?
Yeah, with the reason why it's not online, I think I was explaining this to Boo yesterday, because Boo asked me about it. What I basically said was that because the reason why it's fine for no online play and just, you know, playing like in real life, whatever the case is, it's fine because, you know, it doesn't, you guys smashing each other, whatever the case might be, that doesn't require internet. All the internet needs to do is look up Miiverse posts and show you it on the screen. That's it. When you're online, you know, there's an internet connection between both players, or three players, or four players. So add that onto looking for Miiverse posts, depending on who's winning or whatever the case might be. It would lag too much, so it was smart that they didn't do that.
Oh. Okay, then.
And I love the music, too. They have a good selection there.
They do. I like the Wii Shop Channel song they chose.
Oh, you guys heard it earlier in this episode. Whoop,
what?
Because it's my intro. What's up?
Oh, I was like, I don't know what... Okay.
And the Nintendo Land medley. That's really awesome, too.
Yeah, I like the, I think it's the Metroid, piece of the Metroid, theme song that they used. I like that, too.
What? Wait, where?
During part of the song, they used some of the Metroid games, tune.
Oh, really?
I don't remember where.
Oh,
yeah, I think.
I have to go listen to that, then. They also have the Save Me, what is it called? From the 3DS Street Pass games, from the 3DS version of Smash Brothers in there, and those were good, so I'm glad those were included. Kirby stage.
Yes!
Ooh, amazing
Kirby,
music.
Yes!
Amazing music on this stage.
Amazing music.
Yes. I love Ice Cream Island.
Ice Cream Island, yes.
I have that on Max. Like, I have that playing Max, and most of the others I don't really play with, but even still, the songs are so good.
I love the fact that they brought this stage back. It's really juicy. It's a really great stage because, you know, it is just... The stage is so big in the sense of, like... How am I trying to explain this? Okay, you know, like, on the above part of the stage? Like, this stage has really high blast zones, so you can get launched really far up and you won't die.
Yeah, well, wasn't it like that in all its other previous, you know,
in showings? Melee, yes, but in I don't think it was like that in the first Smash Brothers. But that's why this stage is so cool.
I like playing as it. That's actually like probably one of the most common stages I choose. I always choose Omega either way, but it's just because of Ice Cream Island and its other song choices are very also.
I didn't like the wind originally, but I think it's a nice little thing to change things. I was playing with Dark Boo, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, and I was playing with Kirby, no less, and he was on the edge, and I had the hammer, and I was charging it up, and I got really close, and he used his shield, and I broke his shield on the edge, and then the wind started to blow. And
he just fell. He texted me that. He texted me that.
Ezzy, why are you so trifling?
Oh my gosh, that was great. But the stage, yeah, I like the stage. And the music, I do like the music as well. I like that forest theme from Kirby.
Yeah,
and
that one's really good too.
I'm so happy that they have triple deluxe music, and that's just a really good pick from like the final battle. Oh, so good. And then we have the Street Fighter stage. Did anyone get the name for it? Because I don't know.
Suzaku Castle.
There you go.
I like. It's okay to play on. It's really annoying to play normally, though, because it's, like, the left side nobody's ever going to go to because the platforms are so small and because there's walk-off ledges on the right side. So it's fine. And the music's okay, too, but it's... I don't... Of the three stages that we got, I think this one's, like, the least preferable, in my opinion.
But it's really pretty to look at, I think.
I guess. Oh, yeah, yeah, the background's nice.
And then Staryu has no opinion. He has nothing to say about this stage.
I have nothing to say about this stage.
Have you played on
nice
it? Do you even like it?
Did I play on it? Yeah. Of course I did. It's just, and this stage is okay. It's not really too... I don't know, I just don't like the left part of the stage. It's just, I don't like those platforms, because it's just really small platforms, and it's easy to just fall off if you're playing as a character like Little Mac. So.
Little Mac. Yeah. Oh, tournament mode's getting released soon, in August. Hooray. And that's all I can say.
And, in that little direct, two more stages from N64. Forgot about that.
Oh yeah, Hyrule Castle and Mario's Rainbow or Mario
Peach's Castle.
Peach's Castle. Oh my gosh.
Peach's Castle. I'm so happy Peach's Castle's coming back.
I hated
that's
Peach's Castle.
Be, that's going to be the
that
stage.
Bumper.
Oh my god.
I actually
I'm
can't
so
wait.
So excited now.
I can't wait to hear
I'm thinking
Darth
all
Blue.
The time.
And Hyrule Castle is a good pick too.
Who's gonna be
what?
Silent a lot?
Oh yeah, Hyrule Castle's a really well liked stage. I never particularly liked it in Project M when they brought it back. But it's a nice stage for some. It's just never my favorite because it's like there's that middle spire with the three platforms that stack up, and I don't like using it. And then if you're on the right side, you can get hit from the ceiling of that weird little turret. And the floor, and you just keep bouncing. But it's a fine stage, it's just not my favorite. But it's better, I don't like Peach's Castle at all, because similar to the bumper, or what Boo has with his beef with the bumper, I don't really like the bumper either.
Yeah, but it looks a little bit smaller, I think, this time, so.
Yep, okay, so that's basically it for the Smash DLC. Now we're going to get into what we have been doing. And I will actually go first, because I want to get this... because
Ezzy wants priority.
Yes, well, I always get that anyway, because of who I am.
Bother.
Ouch.
Anyway,
I'm still getting burnt by that. Oh, my hand.
Stop. Okay. I was in California last week. I did go to E3 again. I got to play a lot of cool games, and I had a great time, and I went to the beach, and there was cool weather, and it wasn't an oven, and
I hate the beach. The beach is my least favorite place.
I don't
in
like
the world.
Going to the beach.
Jeez, what is with it's everyone gross. Not liking the beach? It's so.
I
awesome.
Have like an entire
Why do you,
like monologue.
What's so great about the beach, Jesse? Tell us what is exactly.
You,
I have a monologue.
First of all, it's beautiful, and it feels great no. to be on the sand.
Pictures.
And I love the waves, and I love going diving into the waves and getting knocked around by the waves. And sandcastles, and you can walk along the entire line of the beach, and the sunset is nice, and just all day it's nice over there, and you can get a tan.
Fish.
So
I don't like getting tanned. I like being pale as hell, thank you.
Sand is disgusting. It's always hot, and if it's hotter because the sand reflects heat.
Yeah,
so
and
it's
some
twice
beaches
as
aren't
hot.
Clean. Yeah, exactly what Sol just said, and some beaches aren't clean, and they have like glass and stuff on the floor.
Every beach I've been to, it's always like, there's always like some weird jellyfish warning, like, oh my gosh, guys, there's jellyfish.
Oh,
better be
so
watching
cool.
out.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Real story. One time when I went to the beach, one time it was like in this different part of New York. I went with my family. There was jellyfish everywhere. People couldn't go into the water because the lifeguard had to call some people because there was jellyfish everywhere. I stepped on a jellyfish. Like it wasn't like a live jellyfish.
Oh, god.
I think it was like a jellyfish.
Did
like
you get stung on the bottom of your foot?
Well, I felt a little bit of like a sting, but I,
oh,
it wasn't like
awful.
That strong. It wasn't that strong. It wasn't like a
okay.
like a yeah. Because
I've been I had a jellyfish stinger get stuck to me when I was like 6. It was the
oh
worst.
Oh my god!
It
Were
was
you
so
okay?
painful.
Did you have
I was
to go
fine.
Like to hospital?
No, I was fine. They got it off in time, but it was like it wasn't like a big stinger. It was like one of their tiny tendrils. But even still, I was freaking out and it hurt so bad. And I hate
oh
the beach.
God.
And it's not the only reason why I hate the beach. I'd hate the beach otherwise. It's just nothing. Nothing screams, I want to go to the beach. Like, no reason really
yeah.
tells me I should go to the beach. I can look at videos if I want to see beautiful
yeah,
beaches.
Exactly.
And hear the waves.
Well, dang,
plus,
I apologize for even bringing it
plus,
up.
Plus, saltwater is disgusting. Saltwater is disgusting, and if I wanted to swim in it in the green saltwater, I would not want to.
Okay.
You know what I like doing Ugh. At the beach? You know what I like doing at the beach? Going
not
in there
going?
With someone, taking one, and just splashing it all over them.
Ew, God, I hate that.
I like doing that. I did it to a random person. I thought it was
oh
my family
gosh.
Member. It wasn't. They looked at me like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Scared
is that all
life.
You did in California?
No, that is not the only thing I did in California.
Yeah, okay. Then tell us.
Keep going.
I mean, I went to E3. I actually have a list. I wrote down all the games I played because my memory's not the best,
really.
And I mean, we'll forget. Oh my gosh, we need to talk about Zelda Triforce Heroes, because I played with two other people. It's a three-player game.
That's a weird thing, isn't it? Like a three-player game.
It's weird thinking about it, but when you play it, you don't
yeah,
even
of course.
Think about it. But I played with Paul, who is, he's been on this podcast.
Shout
so far.
Out to Paul!
And
yeah.
I played with him, and I played with Chris, VIP, and I don't think Chris realized at first that we share a health meter. So every time you throw me off the edge or use your gust bellows to fly me into oblivion, we all lose a heart.
He threw you off the stage!
Yes, he did, multiple times. And I was like, Chris, I don't think you realize that you are getting penalized for this as well. And he kept doing it. VIP eventually stopped.
And you never learn.
Oh my god.
I would have grabbed a 3DS and slammed it down and be like, stop doing that.
Oh my god.
That's like, close it on his fingers.
Nah,
like, stop.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I'm just kidding.
So that happened. And we actually almost finished the demo. We were playing the forest, I think. No. We were playing some dungeon where you use bombs and the gust bellows. We almost finished, but the bosses actually get really hard in that game. And you. The lady that was there at that particular demo, at first she was like, oh yeah, you need to use teamwork. It's very important to do teamwork.
Teamwork.
And she was 100% right. If you do not work together, there's no way you're getting past the first area.
The Wonder Pets should have taught you that.
Exactly.
My bad, I should have...
If you work together, you've got the right stuff.
Oh, and then I tried the... Before that, Mario Tennis, I played that. Singles and doubles. Again, Chris dominates. He's good at that
game. I heard that game actually wasn't that fun. Like, a lot of people were just like, it's just Mario Tennis, but they have this weird Giga Mushroom.
Yeah, it's very bare bones.
Giga Mushroom.
It's very
Giga Mushroom.
Basic. But I assume that there will be a lot more to this game when it's actually released. Right now it's just a demo. It looks pretty.
What is it even called?
Mario Tennis Ultra Smash.
Ultra Smash.
Yes. But I also played the Mario and Luigi demos, and there's a video of all five different levels that they had on MPL, so please go check that out. With audio, yay, most of it.
So you were the one who was holding the 3DS.
Actually, we played at three different places, because we tried to record all five levels at once, but after two levels, there was like this giant line behind us, so I was like, we need to get out of here before people start.
I was gonna say, it's like, if you tried to hold people up, I would have gotten really mad at you.
But yes.
Yeah, that's not respectful.
So we left, and we found different places to record the rest of the footage, but I played the first three levels, and then Paul played two other ones. One of them was the paper, like, boss battle, like, where you're riding around, like, the Goomba and whatever, and he did fine. But then he played, like, quest number two, and he's never played one of these games before. He did not do very well.
Oh, no.
He didn't get any of the time attacks correct, so he ended up missing.
Well, he didn't
play
it before, so that's understandable.
Yeah, it is understandable, but I felt so bad.
I would have laughed harder if someone actually played it before and they missed all the action commands.
So, as the answer to this question,
yes,
I don't really care for this game, but is it a Paper Mario game?
No.
And is it just a Mario and Luigi game with Paper Mario aspects?
I wouldn't even say that. It's Mario and Luigi with a third character that resembles Paper Mario. I mean, really nothing Paper Mario related, I would say.
Yeah, guys, it's a Paper Mario game, totally.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Like, even the...
Thanks, Nintendo.
Like, they add the third character, basically. Paper Mario can make copies of himself, so let's say you use the jump command.
Which is basically, like, the Dream of Luigi. Right?
I didn't play that game. But
you never played Dream Team?
No, I hate it. That's the other thing. I don't like that art style. I think it's...
They use the same art style.
I know.
It's the same art style.
Exactly, so I don't like both of these art styles.
I mean, true. I don't really like the art style that much either. I'm not gonna lie, but
so,
I was like, okay,
yeah,
I see. That was
and then
boring.
Add Paper Mario into it, and like, it just clashes. Everything clashes.
Yeah. What else did I play that's Nintendo related? I Mario Maker. I already talked about that. Zelda, Mario Luigi. I did not get to play Star Fox because the lines were insane.
Really?
No. I mean, at the very on day three, at the very last, like, 20 minutes, I got in line for one, and I was the cutoff, so I did not get to play.
I heard actually the demos weren't that good. Which
I heard that as well.
Which, by the way, that answers one of my predictions, because I said the demos weren't going to be that good, and they weren't, supposedly. It was more of this game is clearly in, which, for whatever reason, at least this version was not, like, final development at all, but it's coming out holiday season, so I hope that means something good, somehow. Question mark.
The first game I played at E3 was was Rare Replay, and it was Banjo-Tooie. So I went to E3 to play Banjo-Tooie. I played with Paul. We played the quiz show at the end, and he is such a freaking cheater. It's like MPIQ with certain people. It's mash the button A until... You don't even get to see the question, and then they guess it correctly.
That is shade.
So, besides that, I mean, do you guys have any questions about E3 or about my trip?
That's pretty much it.
What was the most fun part of E3?
That's a good question, because a lot of these were single player focused, and I usually have fun when it's multiplayer focused. I guess Triforce Heroes was fun, but I don't know. All the Nintendo stuff didn't really wow me. I did see they had this, like, you didn't get to play it, but they had Uncharted 4, an extended demo of an extended playthrough of what they showed at E3, like 10 more minutes, and it was absolutely insane, and it was amazing, and I cannot wait for that game. What else? There's this game called Thumper, where it's like this rhythm game where you... I mean, I can't really explain it, and you can't really watch it either. You have to play it. It's a rhythm game, and it looks amazing and is awesome.
Oh, rhythm games are fun.
Yes.
I'm
looking at this list. Yeah, I mean, not too much after that. I played Star Wars Battlefront. That was awesome.
That game looks beautiful.
Star Wars is good.
I'm not a Star Wars fan, nor am I really interested in the game. But it looks beautiful.
I also played this other game called Rivals of Aether. I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's basically a 2D Smash Brothers, and it plays just like Smash Brothers. So I was not doing horribly, and I would tell you guys to go check that out.
What system's on it? Do you know?
I believe it's on Steam. I mean, it's not out yet, but it's on Steam, I played at the Xbox booth, so I know it's on Xbox One.
There's one other game that's like that, but I don't remember what it's called. But it's also like a 2D Smash Brothers, but I don't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But it's not was it as good as you think or as one would imagine a Smash Brothers ish game would be? Would you recommend this game, or at least from the demo you've seen?
I would say if you've played Smash Brothers, you'll like this one. I mean, I don't think it's just polished as well as Smash Brothers. And I believe this is also a two-man development team, so there's two people working on this game.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you can't, they do what they can, I guess.
Yeah.
But from what I played, very good, and it was fun. I played against Tyler, and I think I won twice and he won once. Yeah, so did you check it out.
Did you meet anyone interesting at E3?
I mean, I don't really know people. I know Paul would see like, oh, look, it's that guy. I took a picture of him with someone from the Game Grumps.
What?
It was probably Ego Raptor. What, did he have long hair?
He had like
or
a
long
blonde
curly
streak.
Hair?
Oh, okay, Ego Raptor.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Yes. Yeah, so he took a picture with him because he was just hanging around the Nintendo.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think most people freak out over Ego Raptor, not the other dude who I don't know the name of.
What?
I see anyone else? No, I didn't see anyone else. No one that I knew, at least.
I met Chugga Conroy once.
Oh.
I street passed him.
He's a nice person. He's so sweet.
Did you meet him at E3?
No, or not me.
Well, that was a question for me. I just, on my street pass, I mean, it could be someone who just put their name as that, but I don't see why someone would do that.
Especially at E3.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there's not, yeah. Is that all you've been doing?
And then once I got back, I've been just doing my guide.
Passing
Puzzles
out
and
on
Dragons.
The...
I can't stand that game.
Wow, so you have a lot to say.
I know, I've been going on for a while, but...
It's okay, he hasn't been...
It's fine, yeah, I'm just saying, like, oh, wow, like, game after game, Aziz on the ball today.
Though that game's pissing me off, because I got stuck at the end of World 3, and Staryu had to tell me some really obvious things, like, go and level up your characters, basically.
That was...
And I was like, Aziz didn't know
that you could transform characters.
Well, I knew you could, I just thought that their level would go to 1, so I'm like, that's pointless, I don't want to do that. But it was actually your skill level that went back to 1.
Yeah, that's all.
Which, I didn't even change any of my skill levels.
Same
yet,
difference.
So, I got stuck at that. Once I got past that, though, and I didn't know about the coin coffers. That's another big thing. So that helped a lot. If you use a coin coffer, you can level up your low-level characters by, like, a lot. You'll boost them up there to where they're actually usable. But after that, I got past World 3, and I just started blowing through the game. But now I'm stuck again at World 7. So, yep.
Okay, Can I speak now?
We're actually out of time. I'm sorry. So you'll have to save it for next week.
It's gonna be real quick. Just let me speak.
Okay. Okay.
Holy shit.
I haven't done that much. My older brother is here for the week because he has his summer week off from school.
Oh, gross.
Because he goes to some prestigious music art school in Florida, but he's here for the week. And he's okay. We were playing Smash Brothers, and I kicked his butt.
You beat him?
Shh. Yeah, don't tell him I said that. And also, yesterday I was at my friend's house, and I also beat him at Smash Brothers with a Wii Remote Controller. And I'm really bad with the Wii Remote Controller. I can't grab, I can't do anything, and I still beat him. I'm like, oh, this is sad. But I was like, I thought, like, he plays video games a lot. So I'm like, I was like, do you know how to dodge? And he goes, what's dodging? I'm like, oh, nope. Like, he plays so many video games, but I don't think he's much of a Nintendo person. Like, he usually plays his PS4. So, but still, I was like, okay, you have a lot of Wii U games too, and whatever. But it was nice. Me, him, and his girlfriend Sarah, who's also friends with me, we all hung out, and it was fun. And then it was funny because I invited to hang out with him yesterday. I was like, hey, you want to hang out? And he goes, no, I have to stay home. And I didn't know this, but all right. One of my friends has to move to Florida, but they made a deal where he gets to visit. He gets to stay with my friend Thomas. He gets to stay with him for the summer, and he goes like, "I have to stay home." And I was like, "That's weird. Why does he have to stay home?" But I didn't ask. And then it turns out he's leaving, like my friend, not Thomas, but the friend. He's leaving to Florida for like 2 weeks because his parents at least want to see him before summer ends, where he has to go back. So then he goes back up the coast to where I live, but. I was like, oh, that was kind of sad. Like, I didn't know, like, I was intruding on you guys, like, saying goodbye, even though, you'll see each other again. But that was, like, I felt awkward just for asking. And then when I was hanging out with Sarah, I was like, oh, since they live right by each other, it was just like, okay, we'll all hang out. But it was a fun, it was an okay week. It's weird having summer now. I've finally gotten into time of, not realizing I have school anymore, but, like, for the first week or two, I was like, where is school? I feel like I'm missing something in life, but now I'm like, please don't ever have school ever again. That's all I've been doing.
Yeah, when I ended school, I was like, okay, good. And I didn't feel any different afterwards. I was ready for it to be over.
I dream of that feeling.
All right, so I think it is my oh my god, my iPhone almost went off. Okay, so I think I'll get into what I have been doing because I should go. I should have been at least second. I mean, I may not be first all the time, but actually I am first all the time, so I can't say that. But okay, so pretty much, I guess I'll talk about a little bit about yesterday. So yesterday, I had to go to the doctor. My dermatologist, just to check in on some stuff because I got an allergy test and, just to make sure, my skin's okay because, whatever the case is. So I got my allergy test and she said that I have no allergies. I am so happy to hear that. No allergies for me. I mean, whoop, whoop. But this was an what?
I just said a whoop.
A whoop whoop. Yeah. Whoop whoop. Okay. I was like, what? Someone asked me something? But pretty much, I am perfectly fine. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, but I guess I'll talk a little bit about it. Just a little bit, but don't you guys get any ideas. Me and my sister, we have vitiligo, but not the way that you think. Like, when you think of vitiligo, you think of the people who have extreme cases, like, all over their arms, all over their chest, all over their face. Me and my sister, we didn't have that, but we had, like, just, like, for me, there was, like, a dot, there was a tiny dot, like, on my arm, a tiny dot, like, on my leg, and that was it. Oh, and one more, like, right here? Oh, yeah, right there on this arm, but that was it. And the doctor, she's like, you shouldn't even worry about this, Michael, because that's my name, Michael. Duh, I guess you didn't know that. She's like, you shouldn't even worry about it because you're so light-skinned. You're such a pale guy. You don't even have to worry about it because she's like, she had to put what's that called? The thing with the light. What's that called?
Flashlight.
Not a flashlight. Is it called a flashlight? The small little thing? Not, it can't be a flashlight, because a flashlight is this big thing you hold on to. That's not a flashlight. But whatever, it's just a thing of light. Let's just call it that.
A ray of light,
And she's like, you don't have anything to worry about, you know, just as long as you know, like, you know, you take the vitamin D, whatever the case might be, you know, it's, you barely see it. It's like practically going away. She's like, I can't even see it because you're such a pale, white little B-I-T-C-H. No, she didn't say
that.
That was probably what she was thinking. She was thinking it, though.
Totally.
So I was like, okay, whatever the case is, all right, thank you so much. And I've had to do this damn copay. Screw this damn copay. I can't stand that crap. But then I went on the bus. This is where it starts. I went on the bus.
Just an eventful day, huh?
Yes, but you gotta understand something, okay? So, I was like, okay, so after the doctor, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go get some Popeyes, whatever the case is. Went on the bus. Someone got off the bus.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
I know
you
this
can't
shit
laugh
this
and then say it, because then it ruins the story. You gotta.
Someone, when they were getting off the bus, they fell off!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
They tripped off the bus.
Oh,
they were like, okay, you know, there's those little stair things you walk down.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. They walked down one and they tripped off and they fell near the tree.
Oh no! See, when you so you originally said in the Skype chat that, oh my gosh, someone fell or something like that. What I imagined was the subway and someone fell down into the.
Oh my gosh.
Track.
I said it was on the bus.
But I don't know why. That's what I imagined in my head.
Guys.
And then you said you were laughing so hard. I'm like,
no, I couldn't help it. And see, if you were there, you would have burst out laughing because you had to see how this man fell off.
I guess that's important as well. Was he old? Was he young?
He was young. He looked. Okay, he looked like he was a young guy, like his early
20s.
More
allowed to laugh.
Okay, that's fine then. Cause, like,
it wasn't like this
person.
Old guy. He was really young looking, but I literally couldn't. I had to turn my head, and I was laughing so hard I had to close my eyes.
Were other people laughing?
There was one person who was like smirking, and the other persons, our people, just looked at me and then they just looked away. Well, actually, there was like very few people on the bus. They were all on the other side, but only one person was smirking, and that was it. But I couldn't hold myself. You had to. I wish I could have filmed it just the way.
Oh God!
The way his legs were. I'm like, how do you walk like that off the bus? I don't even know. I'm sorry. I know the way it sounds. I'm sounding really mean, but I really did feel bad. It's just, I just couldn't believe someone fell off that way. I just couldn't believe that happened. I don't know. You guys might see that as mean, but, you know, for me, that's not mean. There was other stuff that happened earlier this week. I went out with my friends on Thursday. We said, oh, we gotta go see Ted 2, but we didn't, we gotta pick a day to go see it. Are you guys thinking about seeing Ted 2? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
That movie with the teddy bear?
Yes,
That's really dirty. Really, really, really dirty. Seth MacFarlane? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Are you guys going to go see it?
Nah.
No, really? That movie looks hilarious. I saw the first one. I really want to go see it. That's why I got to talk to Toadette about it, because I think she said that she was going to go see it. Because I just love these types of movies, because they're just so... really crude humor, but, you know, it's hilarious. I die. I die at the movie theaters, literally. I just die. They see me, and they're like, oh, you died. I'm like, yeah, I died. And then I come back to life, and it's like this whole big thing. Well, actually, it's a small thing, but, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all that's happened this week.
All right. In that case, we are going to wrap up this discussion of the Lost Levels episode. I wanted to thank everyone for coming on today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, okay. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and the Lost Levels podcast at thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com. I forgot. I wanted to... we're going to be doing a Toad Amiibo giveaway in a moment. Sometime soon. I wanted to do that before the podcast. We can... mention it here, but I'll mention it anyway. Keep an eye out on MPL for a Toad Amiibo giveaway. That is going to be happening very soon.
Toady.
So keep your eye out on that. You can follow me at SuperZamzy on Twitter, YouTube, and Nintendo Network. Follow my YouTube and Twitter specifically, because I will be releasing a new trailer for my Banjo-Kazooie hack So, sometime in July. So, keep your eyes out for that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, for me, I am Spider-Story everywhere. YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of those places, it's Spider-Story. Thank you, everyone, for liking my Facebook page. I've been getting so many likes. 1,500. Just, oh my gosh. Just, all of you are just bodacious. Thank you so much for following my Facebook page. Deal with it, deal with it, deal with it, soul. You're just mad because you don't have a Facebook page that has 1,500 likes.
Follow me at Greninja on Tumblr or C-O-M-P-E-T-E-E. Wow, nice. Compete on Nintendo Network or my Steven Universe blog, Lapis Your Pants, which has been more active as I promised. Even though not as active as I hope. Like, I want to get a post every day. Like, I don't post them, but I don't get somebody else's post because I like having it updated constantly. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye, kids. Don't get shot.